On WBFO's Press Pass, Charlotte Keith of Investigative Post goes into greater detail about her recent reporting on the realities for the thousands of city residents who rely upon Section 8 housing vouchers. The vouchers help senior citizens, people with disabilities, and low-income residents cover the cost of housing. Adding to the complications, a recipient of a Section 8 voucher has a limited time in which to secure housing.
And in some cases, landlords are openly rejecting you based on Section 8. Is that legal?
In Buffalo, that's against the law. It's not a protection that's included in federal or state fair housing law. But in 2006, Buffalo passed this law, which included protections based on someone's lawful source of income. And what that means, it doesn't mean that landlords, you know, can't choose their tenants or can't have discretion in who they rent to. But it does mean that you can't have kind of a blanket refusal to rent to people who receive government assistance.
All right. So the Brown administration helped to pass this law. They obviously approved it. Have they enforced it?
Pretty much no. The enforcement of this law has been seriously lacking and very limited. And this is something, you know, not just that we reported, but something that's been noted in other studies, in the city's own Fair Housing Action Plan, noted that a lot of people thought the law was largely symbolic because although the city has received dozens of complaints of discrimination based on landlords refusing to take Section 8, they haven't acted on many of those cases.
How blatant has the disregard been for this law by some landlords?
In a lot of cases, it's pretty blatant. And it's often, honestly, because landlords don't even know that Buffalo's law exists.
Okay.
But it's things like, you know, landlords will post ads that say no Section 8. In one case that we mentioned, a landlord had a message on their answering machine saying no smoking and no Section 8. And so the facts of the cases very often, you know, aren't super complicated.
Have you heard from landlords or did you maybe get a little background into what their misgivings are about Section 8?
Certainly, yeah. A lot of landlords, I think, just feel that taking the vouchers requires more paperwork and sort of more interaction with bureaucracy. And that's certainly the case to some extent. There are forms that have to be filled out. You know, they're not particularly onerous, but the apartments do have to pass a safety inspection. So, you know, things like no broken windows, no rotting porch steps, working smoke detectors, those kinds of things that, you know, a lot of people might take for granted in an apartment, but, you know, they can be fixes that have to be made. But I think what's worth noting is that this whole debate about the burden on landlords versus the burden on Section 8 tenants has kind of already happened. The city had this debate back in 2006 and for years preceding that and kind of settled on deciding that it's more important basically to protect the right of Section 8 tenants to use their vouchers than it is to exempt landlords from having to, you know, do a little more paperwork. And small landlords and owner-occupied properties are exempt from the law.
WBFO and has had some reports recently about affordable housing, the lack of it in the city of Buffalo, rising rents. How do you see this problem with Section 8 playing into that affordable housing crunch?
Well, as rents rise and the pool of affordable housing gets shallower, it does become harder for Section 8 recipients to use their vouchers. And so at one of the three Section 8 agencies in Buffalo last year, more people lost their vouchers because they couldn't find a place on time than in previous years. And a big part of that, you know, is landlords who just outright refuse to accept them. So, you know, Section 8 recipients have other barriers in using their vouchers. Some neighborhoods, some apartments are just too expensive, even with a voucher. No one is able to use their voucher to rent, you know, a luxury apartment that costs thousands and thousands of dollars a month. And, you know, an apartment has to pass a safety inspection. So even if you would be willing to live somewhere that's really shabby, it still has to, you know, meet those minimum standards. And so certainly, as rents rise, there is more and more risk that people will lose their vouchers altogether and lose this assistance that they are entitled to.
Charlotte Keith of Investigative Post, as always, thanks for joining us on Press Pass.
Thanks so much.